What is up, crew? It is Wednesday. Time for a little Next Generation. And tonight we're going to dive into week three of this bracket thing. I'll still have a couple to go after this one. We've already squared away the U20 gauge. We've squared away the U22 rifle. Tonight we're going to do the U22 pistol. This is all viewer driven. So be ready to cast your votes and get your choices made there. But before we jump into that, we got a little bit of business to take care of. So let me grab my notes while I'm doing that. Welcome. We are live on the YouTube. We are simulcast over on thegunchannels.com and over there on gunchannels.com. Looks like Ralph and the boss is hanging out over that way. So I'll throw the link for Gun Channels over in YouTube. Per usual, go check that out. It's a pretty cool place where a lot of different creators hang out. A lot of things are going on. Almost always some type of live stream you can jump in, listen to, that sort of stuff. Speaking of that, I will drop another link real quick that is sort of affiliated with gunchannels.com, because if you're a member, you're able to utilize the 24/7 gun show over there. Or say over there, actually it's a different site, but you're able to utilize that for free, which is a platform works similar to eBay. So buy and sell all kinds of cool stuff through that. One more thing, and we got a couple of things. The next is the email I'll chunk out for Yankee's TYMP pistol project, which helps those that are economically challenged, that sort of thing. Be able to obtain firearms for their personal protection and exercise of the Second Amendment. So if you know anybody that fits that bill, then get that email to them. Let them get all their particulars through that email of how that works. I won't even begin to jump into it. And then finally, since I plug in all kinds of things here, had a friend contact me earlier today that has set up a GoFundMe account. This GoFundMe is, I think it's through like his church or something like that, honestly, but, set it up. I don't know who is aware of the volcano and all that stuff that happened down in Guatemala, but it's a relief effort for those folks. So I'm going to throw that link to the GoFundMe, as well out there. And if you are feeling generous, maybe go pledge a few bucks to that so they can get some folks down there, especially, you know, Guatemala not being like the U.S., you know, they're not real sure what the death tolls are going to be and stuff like that by the time it's said done. They're thinking it's going to be pretty bad with some of the underdeveloped little towns and things like that were close to that volcano. So they definitely need the help down there without a doubt. So that'll close the plug portions, at least for now. We've got several out there in the YouTube's side. Looks like Pants came on over on the Gun Channel side while we were doing that. Mohawk Boy out there and Roosted Grim. Kenneth is out there with us, as well as Patriot. Who else we got? Scott P. In the house, it looks like Mad Sexy jumping in out there as well. Two Live Moo, the Tactical Pickle, Calaveras is with us, as well as Jake, the Atypical Jake in the house. Looks like, yeah. Looks like that is pretty much who we got. So we got quite a few on the panel. Hopefully, we can run through this bracket fairly quickly. It's a short bracket, it usually is, but let's say hey to the panel before we get going. Scotsman, what's happening, brother?
Not much, man. Appreciate the link. Was out shooting all day today, thankfully, and I got lots of videos, so that'll be coming out here pretty soon. Other than that, man, I'm burnt to a freaking crisp. I am red as a lobster. It's supposed to be 60 degrees, and I can guarantee you it was not 60 degrees.
Yeah. Hashtag white boy trouble, right?
Yeah. Scotsman, do not pan, we burn.
Yeah, the Irish don't do too well either. What's up, gentlemen?
Oh, just hanging out, man. We got our new chat, Eyewitness Fake News, coming on in about 2 hours. So look out for that.
Yeah, that sounds pretty cool. Roth, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing great. Excited.
Excited. Okay. What I like to hear. And Ghost, jumping in with us. How are you, bud?
I am PG Keen. Thank you for having me, and welcome to all the YouTubers out there.
The YouTubers is this. YouTubers is the YouTube peoples. Tina the Liberty Cat and Richard Harper looks like jumping in too. Hey, Richard out there says he's watching his first live time. Sweet. So welcome. Hopefully you don't get too addicted like the rest of these folks that we have out there and hooked on live streams. So let me do a little screen share here. I'll bring the bracket up. And I do my brackets in Word, not necessarily. Why ain't it coming up? Hang on. Why is my bracket not working? Ah, there we go. All right. Can we see the bracket? We should be able to see the bracket, right?
I see it.
We've got, we'll run down through the list here. Let me jump off of this, jump back to the chat. Is that still up? The bracket still up? Can everybody see that still?
I see it.
Okay. Sweet. Thank you, Brown. So let me jump back to the bracket here real quick. So for best youth 22 pistol, and that actually should say handgun. There's revolvers on here and other stuff. So there, let's change that. Let's be, I don't know what the word is, but let's be correct about it there with our terminology. Number one seed up here, we've got the Ruger, specifically the 22-45 light. That can be in any variation, the 3, the 4, whatever, but specifically the light version of that. Then number two seed, we've got a Taurus Tracker. Remember, these are all in 22 long rifle. We've got the Taurus Tracker. Then moving down, we've got one that maybe, I don't know how many has actually heard of this one, but it's the Keystone Chipmunk, which is basically a longer barreled pistol version of the Cricket in a way. Pretty cool little handgun, particularly for like silhouette, small bore silhouette matches, things like that. Number four, no stranger to most people. It's cheap. It's fun. The Heritage Rough Rider comes in. Number five, we start getting a little more serious with it, I think, like the Ruger 22-45 Light and that S&W Victory, which is no model 41, but a great little pistol nonetheless that can definitely hang. Number six, not necessarily one of my favorites, but it had to make the bracket here just simply because of grip size. And some things like that on this particular pistol. It is great for smaller hands. It's not the most reliable with ammunition, in my opinion. It's not, the most accurate for sure. But, it's got to fit for them to be able to kind of get the feel and stuff like that. So I think that's a big deal. And because of that, it deserves a spot here. Browning Buckmark, I need to say no more if you follow the channel on that. And then the Beretta Neos, if you're not familiar with that that Neos, it's a target style pistol. Also a fairly small grip on it, like that that P22. So yeah, we'll do this. It's all going to be viewer driven votes on this bracket. However, we are going to run these matchups through the room. Even though our votes are not going to count, just so everybody can maybe say their piece or whatever if they want to. So we'll start out. Number one matchup is going to be the Ruger 22-45 Light versus a revolver and the Taurus Tracker there. Price-wise, they're going to be pretty equal. Scotsman, what say you out of those two?
22-45 light.
Josma, what do you say?
I'm going to say Ruger Charger over the 22-45. But if my opinion actually matters, I'm going to go with the Taurus Tracker because it has a different transfer bar system that's a little bit more reliable than the rest of the Tracker line. And it has a wider variety of cartridges that you can fire and rim fire.
Well, we're specifically talking 22, though.
Yeah, still the Taurus.
Okay. Ralph, what are you thinking?
Taurus Tracker. It's a revolver.
So definitely some love for the revolver. That's cool. That's cool. Ghost, what are you thinking on that matchup?
Not a big revolver guy, so I'm going to go with the light.
Okay. And that's kind of a tough one for me, to be honest with you. You know, because I could say Taurus Tracker just simply because I don't want the Ruger to taint the possibility of the buck mark winning, right?
So far out in the side chat, the 22-45 is winning.
Well, I mean, it's certainly popular. It being light and it being the 22-45, not quite as awkward as the other Mark series as far as the grip and stuff like that goes. A little thinner 1911 style grip. You know, I don't know. I think I lean probably 22-45 light myself, but again, it's not up to us. It's to everybody out there in the chat. So the voting will start now. We'll give you about 30 seconds and, please only vote once. So those voting lines are open and let me fire up my clock here. 22-45 light versus the Taurus Tracker, both 22 and 22 caliber, obviously. We're not talking very varying calibers with this. So I thought we got about 10 more seconds maybe to go. And there is a lot of 22-45 love, it looks like.
A lot of 22.
I think we can call that one 22-45.
That one is, hey man, you might as well stop it early.
That one is done. So we're going to go with, I can spell it right here. We're going to go Ruger 22-45 light on that one. So poor unfortunate Tracker there, which great revolver, good one. I enjoy.
These are good choices, whether they win in the bracket or not. They're all great choices.
They all have their perks. They really do. And there's ones that are not on this list even that have their perks. We talked about. I tried to stay production model with this list too, because we talk about everybody out there knows I've got the 422s. I like those. The Smith 41. You know, there's quite a few out there. Even when you're talking. And the high standards, for example, but a lot of those they don't make no more. You can't get any more. So I tried to stay, and even through the previous brackets we've done, I've tried to stay with current, you know, production stuff. So the next bracket, this one's going to be interesting because maybe not a lot of people have experience with that chipmunk, but going to be interesting to see what people think between basically a revolver and a longer barreled bolt action pistol. So Ghost, what are you thinking between those two?
Honestly, I don't have a lot of experience with either one of them. So I would be talking out of my rear. So I will give mine to Scotsman. If that helps you.
Well, it doesn't matter because we don't get a vote anyway.
That's true. I really don't. That's true. I don't have much experience with either one, so I don't want to say that I picking one or the other because
you don't want to taint the votes.
I don't want to taint the votes because I have no idea. Like I said, I don't have any experience with either one of them, so I don't want to presume anything.
No, understand. Ralph, what about you? You got an opinion there?
Well, yeah, and this one I like the traditional revolver, the Heritage Rough Rider. Is there any kind of good thing about the chipmunk as far as accuracy?
Over the Heritage. Oh yeah, without a doubt.
So if the kid is serious about competition shooting going on in the future, that would be a better pick.
Right. So, yeah. Yeah. If competition were specifically silhouette competition was going to come into play, then the Chipmunk, in my opinion, the Chipmunk would definitely take the lead over just a traditional, you know, gutter sight, single action gutter sight revolver.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
That'd be my vote if I had one.
Right.
The Chipmunk.
Right. I got you. Jelsma, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with the Chipmunk only because the Heritage Rough Rider still has that stupid safety on the left-hand side that kind of makes me angry every time I try to use it. So I'm going to go with the Chipmunk.
So you're not a fan of safety. Is that what you're saying? Basically.
Not on a revolver. On anything else, it's okay because, you know, I shoot a Beretta 92.
Right.
But when it comes to the revolver, the safety is just garbage.
Yeah. Yeah, I kind of feel the same way on a revolver. I think it's a little bit unneeded. Scotsman, where do you come down?
So, real quick, isn't the Chipmunk a rifle?
No, it's a pistol. You're talking about the Cricket.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Yeah, the Cricket is the rifle. The Chipmunk is the pistol, or at least okay. they make a variant of the Chipmunk in a pistol.
Okay. I was going to say, I'm pretty sure Chipmunk was a rifle, but it may be a variant. So, okay. I'm going to have to go with Jelsma on this one, man. I'm going to have to take my vote and Ghost vote and go with the Keystone, man.
Right. And I think that's where I come down too. I mean, you're talking about, we're talking specifically youth. We're talking slower loading, slower firing, the ability to get a little more precision out of it. And, you know, believe it or not, that's a big deal when you're dealing with youth. If you get them out, I mean, even if you're in the backyard, people go, oh, we just go out and we're plinking. Well, if a kid can't ever hit anything to save his life, he's not going to have a lot of fun, and he's probably not going
to. I mean, the whole point of that is to teach him right, to, you know, get them out there, teach them right, and get them interested. So you got to do it slow and easy.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, they're going to get and stay interested if they're actually able to get on target, you know, and stay on target too. So I think that there is a little something to be said for accuracy in that. But our votes don't count. Like I said earlier, so we're going to go out here to the viewers. Vote now, guys. We've got the Chipmunk versus the Heritage Rough Rider. So if you have a vote, vote now. Vote early.
Vote now.
Vote now. Phone lines are open.
Operators are standing by.
Roosted out there. He's saying that the Chipmunk may be a little heavy for young kiddos. Well, that's why you have sandbags if they're too young. Up to specifically in 4-H when you're talking about competition, up to 8, 9, 10, up to 10-year-olds can shoot off of bags. So the weight would matter.
It's killing it.
We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Rough Rider, 6 Rough Rider. Looks like it's going to be the Rough Rider either way. Got about 5 seconds left. No way to catch up. So, yeah. We will call this one for... I'm just going to put Rough Rider. Nah, let's do it all. Okay. Why is my thing not typing? The Russians are hacking me again. So they do not like our kid polls here, apparently. All right, so on to number 5 and number 6. But I didn't stop the vote. I didn't see no need to out there. So number 5 and number 6, we have the S&W Victory, which is the newest in the, you know, I don't know, Target style 22 from S&W. And then that Walther P22, which is the P22, really similar to the SR22 and a bunch of other ones out there. Like I said, with the exception of that grip frame being a little smaller, which is really nice for the extremely younger kids to familiarize them with handguns. So Scotsman, we'll kick it off with you. Where do you fall on those two?
I'm going to have to go with the Victory. It's a very nice gun. It has a good grip angle. It's easy to break down versus the old Victory. If you guys know the old Victory, they were extremely hard to break down and take apart. But these ones are very easy, easy to maintain, easy to control, and they have a good sight picture to them. So I'm going to have to go Victory.
Yeah. So you think they really improved on the older model?
Big time. Yeah. Over the originals, big time.
Yeah, me too. I was not a fan of the other ones. Chelsma, what are you thinking?
You know, I'm going to take either one of them over the SIG Mosquito, but I think I like the Walther a little bit better because my whole training aspect is being able to clear malfunction as well. So I think I'm going to take the Walther on that one.
Okay. Ralph, which way do you fall?
Walther. P22.
Oh, you go Walther too. Okay. Yeah. Ghost, what about you?
I've actually shot both of these recently within the last month, and I like both of them. But if I had to choose, I had to go with the Victory. I like the way it feels a little bit better.
Yeah. I'm not so interested in putting a firearm in the hands of kids that's going to have things cleared. And I just feel that Walther is going to have that more often than probably the Victory does. And if nothing else, just simply for the way the action is. So I think I come down Victory on this particular one, but again, it does not matter to me. So let's get over here. Open the voting lines. So vote now. You'll have 30 seconds. Got the S&W Victory versus the Walther P22.
Did you see Bruce's comment? He said, wait, did Gelsman just pick the Walther because it jams?
I don't think that's what he was getting at.
I don't either, but it was a funny comment.
You know, it's funny, and you guys make jokes about it, but seriously, I've seen so many Walthers jam or misfire over and over and over and over again.
Well, like I said, it's in here primarily just because of that, just because of the grip, in my opinion. The manipulation, the controls and everything, as far as manipulating it are fairly easy for a youth. That's one good thing. But yeah, I mean, it's really, really picky with ammo and a lot of other stuff. So we got a few seconds here. It should close now. I'm going to close this out. Maybe we can see. We'll do votes closed. 1, 2, 3. Looks like Victory got that one. I only see a couple there. Jake out there saying Colt Railgun.
That's all that. That's funny.
That's interesting. So he's trying to pull a liberal out there and do some kind of painting the boat. I don't get it. So okay, S&W Victory moves on. Okay, final matchup in round one here. Two very similar in the way they look, the way they feel, the way they operate, everything else. Two very similar platforms. One's been around way, way longer than the other, but we've got the Browning Buckmark versus the Beretta Neos. Ghost, it's your turn to start.
I mean, I think everyone knows I'm a Beretta fan, but you got to go with historical, proven. You got to go with the Buckmark. I mean, you have to.
Yeah, but
I'm going with the Buckmark, I should say.
Sort of an original versus an attempt to copy that.
I mean, that's kind of what it is. Yeah, but sort of. It's wrong, either one of them. But, I mean, you're talking about proven, tried, true. I mean, it's the Buckmark has been there, done that.
Right, right. Ralph, what do you think?
Yeah, I have to go with the Buckmark. Its reputation precedes it. I've shot the Beretta. And it's really nice, but I would have to go with number 7.
Especially with optics. You know, the cool thing about that Beretta is that the rail, you know, it's got the full-length rail. And but it's great, especially for optics and stuff. Gelsma, what are you thinking?
I'm going to go with the Beretta Neos, only because I think the triggers are pretty much the same on both the Buckmark and the Beretta, but the Beretta, like what? You said, has the ability. It has the ability to throw whatever the heck you want on it, because the top of it's nothing but a rail.
I never had any jams, never had any of that.
The same.
I'm not letting you come on my panel and get away with that. Did you just tell me that the triggers are basically the same?
He did say that.
Basically the same.
I challenge you right now to and winner pays for lunch at Whataburger. I challenge you now to show me an out of the box any pistol that you want that has a better trigger. Use a trigger gauge, put it on there as a better trigger than a Buckmark. I challenge you to do that. You ain't gonna find it. Ain't happening. It ain't even close.
Factory Buckmark.
I'm talking about 22 out of the box.
22 factory trigger.
It's gonna be hard to do. I'm just telling you.
The Neos trigger is only like 3.5-4 pounds.
Yeah, but the Buckmark is closer to two.
It's like 2.5,
isn't it? I didn't think it was that light. Every time I've shot a Buckmark, it was a little bit heavier.
I'm going to stick up with Gelsma here. If you guys have never tried a Rock Island 22 1911, that trigger's pretty damn soft, and it is not more than 2 pounds.
Yeah. Yeah. And and that would be hammer fired. So, you know, same as the Buckmark. Okay. So,
but just having a 1911 and a 22, isn't that just like, I mean, wrong in so many ways?
A little sacrilegious.
It is wrong in many ways, but we were only talking triggers. So,
right. Messing with
yeah, and that's me. I'm just messing with Joe tonight. I'm a big Buckmark guy, so you know, I gotta defend my Buckmarks, man. Scotsman,
I gotta defend my Beretta, so.
Yeah, I hear you. Scotsman, where you come down on the two?
I'm going to go Beretta Neos, man. I've seen that gun fire every freaking round you can ever think of with zero failures. Zero.
The only issue that I can think of, and I'm going to tell you what, one thing that I do like is I like the placement of the magazine release on that Neos. It's really cool. And I will talk and say about the Neos. I agree with that until they get dirty. And that's anything. So, you know, we got to take the, hey, it doesn't run dirty out of the mix a little bit here. Yeah, it gets dirty. It's just about like any other 22. It's going to end up having problems, but at the end of the day, I'll never turn my back, I don't think, on the Buckmark. So, what were you saying, Ghost?
Nothing.
Oh, okay. So let's go. Let's go to the viewers. Vote now between the Buckmark and the Beretta. It's all up to you guys. Our opinions don't matter. Well, they may matter, but
not in my household. It doesn't.
Right.
Vote now.
This could be interesting.
I think it's going to be a close matchup.
It is a close matchup.
At the end of the day. So we've got about 10 seconds, looks like, left. Then we got about 5. Pink says Pink. Get the Neos because you can get the grip, your grip panels. All right, vote is closed. If I can get in here and type it. Oh, call says GSG. I don't know where that's coming from. But, now, Pink saying he wants the Neos because you can get pink grip panels. You can get pink grip panels for the Buckmark too. So that just totally is not fair. Okay.
Unfortunately, I'm going to have to agree with Clover. Yes, you can get pink grips for the damn Braun and Buckmark too.
You can too. Right. So let's see. That's, I don't know.
I'll count the Berettas if you want.
Oh, yeah, count the Berettas. I'll count the other one.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Fuck, I got 5.
I got 5 Berettas.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1. Let's see. 1. Okay, I've got 5. I've got 5 on the buck mark. So, what was the panel consensus?
Hold on, I count 6 on the buck mark.
Do you? Am I shorting myself? Ah, I missed Jarvella at the top. Yep, there's 6. Okay.
As much as I want the Bretta to win, I'm being honest.
You want to recount, Ghost, just to make sure?
No, you're good.
Okay, so you know you're 5. Okay.
I know I'm 5, yeah.
Okay. I missed JJ's right there, right when we opened the vote. I missed that one earlier. So
Hashtag Florida.
Yeah. It was the hanging JJ there. That's what it was.
Hanging JJ.
like I said, just being honest, I count 6, so buck mark wins even.
I see it too. Thanks, Scotsman, because I didn't quite scroll up far enough, apparently. I didn't see it. So.
And I want to say the bookmark would have won the panel 3-2, I believe.
Okay. Okay. So it would have took it either way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Then we're good. Okay. Battle of the semi-auto versus the revolver now. Just going to be interesting. 2245 Light from Ruger versus a Heritage Rough Rider. Scotsman, what's your opinion there?
I'm sorry, man, but safety on a revolver is just retarded. I have to go Ruger 2245.
There you. Jelsma, what are you thinking?
I'm going to go with the Ruger Charger. So the 2245.
The Ruger Charger, so the 20, really? Okay. I don't know why you got to be so difficult. God. Raph, what are you thinking?
Ruger.
Ruger? Okay. Yeah. Okay. Hashtag sponsored by Ruger, apparently. Ghost.
Hashtag
2245.
2245.
Light. Not light. Life.
Light.
Is that hashtag no safety in a revolver?
22 light life or something.
Is that spelled L-A-T, lat?
Light, L-A-T, light.
Light, yeah.
Oh, you don't put another T and an E on the end because then it's latte. But 2245 latte.
Hold on. We are not near Starbucks, so no. No.
Yeah, there's other places to get lattes. Come on.
That's the only cartridge that millennials will shoot.
Is the 2245 latte? Yeah, probably. And then they got small bore and then large bore, you know, they call that the Grande and the Vente and all of that, I guess. So, yeah, let's get away from that real quick. Not only is it food chat, but we're talking about a company I could care less about.
It's called I Large in my house.
Right. You know, really, this one isn't that tough. It really isn't. That Rough Rider, but, I mean, we're talking a single-action pistol. I don't know. I 2245 light is where I'm gonna go on it, and I got a feeling the chat's probably gonna run away with it. But vote now between the Ruger 2245 light and the Heritage Rough Rider. Let's see where this goes.
Oh, this is my favorite thing that you own. Besides that, right? I had another one. I don't know why I got it. I had a white one.
And don't worry, we will not handgun shame you. No matter what you pick.
Just a quick shout out to Roosted Films. Dude, you rock. And yes, that comment rocks.
Yeah. Yeah. We got about coming up on the 10-second mark.
It's not real close.
It's not going to be. I didn't figure it would be. So.
No, everyone voted for 2245 light other than Midnight Range TM.
And Pink out there, he's just got this obsession with pink for some reason. So, yeah, it's
By the way, that was not me. I heard someone else drop before me.
Jelsma dropped off.
Yeah, I don't know what happened, but you guys dropped off right at the same time.
Wow.
Russians.
Yeah. That was
wrong. Collusion. Collusion.
All right. So 2245 light gets it there. This one's gonna be tough. This is like Sophie's choice here. S&W Victory versus the Browning Buckmark. And I'm sure there's many, many competitions out there that happened every weekend that such is the case, that the S&W Victory is up against the Browning Buckmark. Ghost, where you come down?
Oh, man. This is brutal. I'm going to have to go with the Victory. I'm going to have to go with the Victory. I'm going to have to go with the Victory.
Victory's a little easier to work on, I think.
It is, and for me, like I said, you know, a lot of it, and I'm all about how it feels in my hand, because if it doesn't feel good in my hand, then you're going to have negative thoughts to begin with, and the Victory just feels good, so I'm going to have to go with that.
Yeah.
Saying that the Buckmark isn't good, I'm just saying that for the Victory, feels better to me.
Right, right. Especially if it had some Tandem Cross Hive grips on it. Just saying. Well,
there you go. Just saying.
Right. Ralph, what are you thinking?
Smith and Wesson.
He goes to S&W too. Hashtag S&W love. I swear. Jelsma.
I'll go with the Browning Buckmark only because I don't want to hurt Clover's feelings.
No, you're not going to hurt my feelings. Browning lost out. When it lost out on Ghost last night. It's lost out several times. So it's just life's the way it is. That's fine.
Yeah, it's a Buckmark. Come on. It's a Buckmark.
Mine will just keep racking up hardware and trophies and everything else, and everybody else can talk their smack all they want. That's fine. That doesn't bother me one bit.
Hashtag bitter. Hashtag bitter.
All right. There you go. Scotsman, what do you say?
I love you like a brother, but dude, Smith & Wesson wins this one. Just based off of my experience through both of guns, I have seen so many failures on the Buckmark, it's not even funny. So Smith & Wesson wins.
That's interesting. We need to talk later. Because I haven't seen that. Yeah, everybody knows where I'm coming down. I don't even have to say it. We're just going to go. We're going to go because our votes don't matter. We're going to go open it up. So vote now for Smith & Wesson Victory or the Browning Buckmark. It's up to you. My opinion don't matter because I would never, I don't think, change my opinion. Yeah, I would have to really see a cool tricked out S&W. But I will say this. S&W does, and I've said this before, I'd rather S&W comes in right underneath the Browning Buckmark that S&W Victory does for me.
There's a lot of love out there for the Buckmark on the YouTube side.
It's not a runaway necessarily victory for me.
Pull away. Pull away.
Say what now?
It's not a runaway, but it's a pull. They pulled away, but it's.
So we're closed.
Buckmark gets it.
Buckmark get it.
Yeah, it looks like Buckmark got it, man. As much as I wish it didn't, it still got it. I think you gilded them into it.
You know what?
Rigged.
Rigged. If Browning Buckmark is to win this, I think it will be I had the old Remington 870 on the shotgun bracket and it lost the first round. And I'm like, crap, are you serious?
Well, Moo wants to know if he can vote twice because he has multiple personalities.
Oh yeah, sure. Why not? They won't count, but sure. Why not? User's jumping in. He says, hello all. Are you late? Are you late to class?
Hold on. Does that mean I get like 3 votes since I have like 4 channels?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, we don't want to see this because you'll have 27 votes.
Right. Right. So is anybody surprised that the final is the Ruger 2245 Light versus the Browning Buckmark?
The only way that I'm surprised is the only way that it would be different, I think, is if the Victory is on the opposite side as the Buckmark. But no, I'm not surprised at these two. No.
Yeah. Yeah, if it was it, pretty much by my thinking, it was going to be one of those two of those three in the final.
I was going to say it came down to the 22-45, the Braun and Buck Mark, or the victory.
Yeah, and pretty much any other pistols you put up against you this. And I was thinking about this when I was putting this together, by the way. I thought, you know, no matter what I put or how I put them in here, two of those three are going to make it.
Now, I will say this. There's one revolver you missed, and I'm kind of disappointed you didn't put it in there. Mm-hmm. But that is the Ruger Bearcat, also known as the Shopkeeper.
Yeah, you know, I did think about the Bearcat, and I don't know. It was a fleeting moment that I thought about.
I think that one would have had a good fighting chance.
But I will say this. Yeah, definite honorable mention out there, because that is a great one for youth. It really is. I will totally agree with that.
Not to mention the Ruger 10/22 Charger.
The Charger gets into the whole, I don't know, the whole semi-auto and a silhouette style pistol.
So I'm going to say this, and this is just my opinion, Gelsma. This is nothing against you. It's just it's real simple, man. I think the 22 Charger is a great, great pistol. I do. But we're talking about brand spanking new people, kids that are starting to get into shooting. And we want to teach them right. I don't think that particular platform, and I say that particular platform because of how it's set up, and usually it's on a tripod, on a pod, and everything else. It's a little more difficult for them to learn to shoot on that.
No, I'm gonna agree with you there. I was kind of just giving over gruff about
one
it.
One thing about the Charger, and by the way, the 10/22 was runner up. Last week, same thing, just longer barrel rifle stock, right? One thing I've always really wanted to do was get one of those Ruger Chargers and actually trick it out for silhouette competition and see what it could do. That or build one, of course, which I've got a custom, you know, 10/22. It's not really a Ruger, just built specifically off of a Tactical Innovations receiver from the ground up. That's awesome for silhouette, and I always thought, wow, it'd be cool to build a Charger like platform to shoot silhouette pistol and see how well it would do. So it's a cool pistol. I mean, it gets massive cool factor points for sure.
Just for me, it's not one I would say is a beginner pistol for a kid or anyone trying to start out. I don't think it would work just because based off the platform itself.
Yeah, I think if you were to use it like a pistol, you know, holding it two-handed or, you know, whatnot, then, I mean, yeah, I think it would be a little bit awkward. Depending on the grip, the stock and all that's on it, of course. Okay, we got the finals. So we have the Ruger 22-45 Light. We have the Browning Buck Mark. Scotsman, what do you think? You there? Hello.
Sorry, I had to take pizza out of the oven. I'm going to go 22-45 Light on this one too, man. Sorry.
Okay. That's okay. Well, you're not hurting my feelings one bit. I see all of these and shoot all of these on a regular basis. So, Gelsman.
I'm actually going to say the Buckmark, only because I think it's a more accurate pistol. Therefore, it'd be more fun to shoot for somebody who's a beginning pistol shooter so they don't have that learning curve.
Yeah. And I mentioned that earlier. I mean, that does make a difference. I mean, the quicker you can get those kids on target, the quicker you can get them knocking over cans or pinging steel or whatever it might be, the more fun they're going to have and the more apt they're going to be to keep doing it, I think. So, And specifically with the 2245 light, I think I might agree with that a little bit, because I got a chance to actually play with that Mark IV here recently. And it has to do with the little bitty, the barrel is literally like a piece of brake line on that thing. Not that it's inaccurate, but, you know, compared to a standard slab side, you know, barrel buck mark or most of the other ones that are fairly, you know, a larger barrel anyway. Yeah. I get you. Raph, what are you thinking?
I go with Browning because okay. That's the one I would buy.
Right. Price wise, we're looking about the same. Well, I'll say that probably that Ruger 2245 light, a little bit more expensive. Ghost.
I'm going to go with the Springfield XDM 22. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Wrong bracket. I want to go with a Buckmark for, I'm going to come from a little different side. If you're talking about competition and you're trying to introduce kids into maybe competitive shooting also, obviously the Buckmark is going to be one of those guns that you're going to want them to get into eventually. So I think it might as well start them at that early age with the gun you probably might be shooting in competition. So I'm going to go with a Buckmark.
You know, depends on the competition.
Well,
I'm gonna play the devil's advocate. If you're talking about something that's like Steel Challenge or something, that 2245 light might have a little bit of an edge there.
I'm gonna throw this out there too. It all depends on the ammunition as well. There's so many different 22s that function better with certain ammunition versus other ammunition. So,
yep.
You know, I threw it out there earlier that I see a lot of failures, but a lot of failures are due to the ammunition, not the gun.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's a lot of what, like with the P-22, for example, the SR-22, the Sig Mosquito, what is that, Firefly, that's like the Sig copy. And a lot of, we've got a couple that belong to the club that are the Sig 1911 22s. You know, yeah, as long as you're running some hotter ammo through those, they seem to do fine. The problem that I see, and particularly directed here to Scotsman, but anybody else, if we want to discuss this for a minute, the problem I see is that when you increase the velocity of your ammo, typically you lose accuracy. Does anybody disagree with that?
No,
I agree, especially with a 22.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I agree 100%. The biggest issue that I've seen over the years is kind of if you don't increase the velocity on some of these guns, it's not enough to drive the slide home. Mm-hmm. So you end up having a lot of failures. But at the same time, when you increase the velocity, just as you said, and I do agree 100%, your accuracy is not always the greatest.
Yeah. And that, you know, that
especially said, for kids, especially for kids.
And that said, too, something that I have little experience with, but I need to get with some ammunition companies and maybe show them my videos, my comparison videos that I've done on 22 ammunition in the past, and see if I can get hands on some of the match grade, the high velocity match grade ammunition. Has anybody had any experience with that stuff at all?
Well, I'll say this, Clover, depending on what company you're looking at as to going with that, let me know. I do have a few contacts out there, and I might be able to hook you up.
Yeah, I would just like to kind of play with that and see if it, you know, because I know it's out there. Pretty much all of your match ammunition manufacturers that offer match, pretty much all of them have that now. And just curious if the height matches up. You know, the data matches up to the hype, so to speak. With that said, I guess it's down to my opinion on this, isn't it? You know which way I'm going, so I'm just going to the vote here. I tend to think that while that 2245 might have an edge and some Steel Challenge or some running gun type stuff, that
rigged.
I just think the Buckmark could probably do it too, and it's a little bit better when you're talking precision matches. But it's not rigged because it's not my choice. So if you're out there, if you're watching, if you're listening, vote now. Ruger 2245, and I spelled now wrong, but it'll be okay. Vote now, 2245 or the Browning Buck Mark. This is, at least for this week, this is for all the marbles.
And just for Pink,
and either way we go,
just remember Pinky, yes, you can get pink grips for either one.
Pink is not an issue with either one. That is right. You can even get a pink barrel for the Buck Mark or a pink barrel for the Ruger if that's what you – well, no, I take that back. You would have to get the whole upper. That is a drawback of the Ruger now that I think about it, is that with that Browning, you can swap barrels around, and with the Ruger, it's pretty much all an upper at that point.
So, hey, I got a question for you while they're voting, and I don't know because I don't do competition with 22, but the competition shooter that I do, obviously the match grade stuff is more of a lighter load, lesser grain. Is that typically the same thing with the 22, or how does, when you say match grade, is it a lighter load to get it more velocity, or what are you considering a match grade?
Match ammo is typically, and let me get the votes closed here right quick. Match ammunition is typically subsonic. It's typically under 1,080 feet a second.
So it is a lighter load for sure. Okay. Yeah, I didn't know if it's the same way. Like I said, for IDPA, everyone tries to get the lightest load they can without being outside the lines. But I didn't know with 22 of how that worked as well.
Yeah, it's the same. It's the same. You've got, and then of course there's other factors that go into match ammunition, that your tolerances and your things like that are a whole lot.
Yeah, there's the power factor. There's a lot of different things in there.
Yeah. So all things being equal, when we talk about the high velocity match ammo that's out there, what they tout is that all of those tolerances are the exact same as their subsonic match ammunition. It's just there's a little more powder charge, therefore there's a little more velocity, right?
Yeah. See, in an IDPA, they go velocity, but it's the power factor is based upon barrel length and all and caliber, so there are, you know, you had to fit within a certain one, so right. And I didn't know if it was the same way in 22 competitions or not.
Yeah, it depending on the match you're in, they don't really care what you shoot. A lot of the stuff that we shoot, and by the way, steel challenge is something I talked about this, I think, Monday. Steel challenge is something I think I'm going to start dipping my toe in. I found a league within about an hour's drive away or so. I think I'm going to get in. So we're going to find out real quick whether the Browning Buck Mark can hang in a steel challenge league, I think, here pretty quick.
Well, but, you know, if you're interested in picking up a 2245 light, I might be able to help you out there, and you can compare the two while you're doing it.
Well, I've got access to one. Thank you, Scotsman. But the one that I did the review on, did the Tandem Cross Hive Grips, and then what else was it? The Cornerstone Safety Ledge. I've got access to that one. So I could actually use both and see how it goes. But if that falls through, certainly would be. Might even be in the market to buy one, because I wasn't altogether, it's not like I'm unimpressed with that 2245. And I know we got to look at the boat and count the boat here in a minute, which we haven't done. But there's nothing wrong with that 2245. I feel a little better with my Buck Marks is all. But I'm the same way with my pickup truck versus another one. And this is one of those that, is it me or are we going to have to count?
It looks like the 2245 got it.
Maybe by a little bit.
I have 10 votes for the 2245.
I have 7 for the Buck Mark.
1, 2, 3. That's pretty much what I got. I got 9 and 7, but either way, that.
Well,
is,
I did count JJ's. It said the 24/7 latte. I figured that he meant 2245 light. So
yeah, I thought I got that one too, but I probably miscounted. But either way, I got 9 to 7. So yeah, we've got the viewers have spoken, and regardless of whether I agree or not, the winner is the Ruger 2245 Lite. So, and like I said, we'll see both of these, because next week we'll have the best youth hunting rifle, and that can be caliber specific outside of 22, which will be cool. And then Then the following week, we'll end all of this up, and that'll potentially be the end of brackets. Because hopefully we get back to some news-based topics and stuff like that. But
that's going to be an interesting one.
Just wanted to have some fun.
If it's not caliber specific, that's going to be pretty interesting.
Right. But summer was starting, and I thought, well, let's have a little fun since summer's starting and not be quite.
Now, what Clover's not telling you is if you voted for the 2245, he's going to unsubscribe from your channel.
No,
I'm not gonna. You already unsubbed me like freaking 6 months ago.
I'm not going to do that, but I will require something here. If you voted for the 2245 at any time during this bracket, you voted for the 2245. I have videos on the 2245, and I expect you to go find those videos and share them somewhere. You owe me that for knocking out the bookmark. I'm just saying.
Didn't you vote for a 2245 in the first round?
I'll go share my own video. I don't have a problem with that. Self-promotion.
Go share your own video, dude.
Self-promotion is the best kind, man. What are you talking about? So, yeah, I don't have a problem with it. But, no, we got these two will definitely pop up in the final bracket that we do. We'll have two shotguns, two rifles, two pistols, and then two hunting rifles in that one. So that'll be a big mixture, and that may get really bloody. We never know.
Yeah, that's going to be pretty awesome.
So let me stop. Let me save this. I got to save this bracket so I've got it. And then stop my screen sharing. Well, let's run this thing through the room and get the heck out of here for a Wednesday. Scotsman, you got anything you want to throw out there, plug, whatever?
Number one, thank you for sending me an invite. I do appreciate it. It's always good to be on here with everyone. I'm not on the gun channel side yet. I'll get there. I just haven't done it yet. I'm a very busy man. If you guys don't know, I do a lot of different things as well as run a gun business. So I have a lot going on. If you would, please check out a couple of different things. Number one, hashtag help a brother out. We have Scotty M1959 on the YouTube side, who is trying to get himself to Florida to be with his wife, mother-in-law. And basically, there's a lot of issues going on where the government has not stepped up to the plate and done the job they're supposed to do to take care of our veterans. And he is a veteran. He is a 101st Airborne. So if you guys could, please check out my video on that. Donate. There is a Smith & Wesson Model 19-3 up for grabs and a Canic TP9 SA up for grabs. And the Model 19-3 is my own personal firearm. I've carried that for the last 4 years. It is very near and dear to my heart. And the reason I threw it up there was to show the passion and the reason behind it, that this man is a brother. So if you guys have not checked that out, please do so. Please donate. Please help out if you can. And other than that, guys, if you would, please check out all the other people that jump into these chats and help out and are part of this community. This community is huge. And myself personally, I'm so grateful to be a part of this and get invited to these different chats and be a part of it, because it's huge. It really is huge. I cannot say how much it means to me as an extended family. And that's the best way I can really say it. It's an extended family. I don't have family here in the U.S., and this is my family here. It really is. And to some people, that might sound stupid, but all I got to say to you is screw you, because this is my extended family.
There you go. Gentlemen, what you got?
Well, after that, I really can't follow it too much, other than we have a show in. But Scotsman, if you want to shoot me an email at gelsmoutdoors@gmail.com, we'll love to have you on that show, so we can go ahead and push that for 19 change. But anyway, that's all I got.
Will do. Thank you, man.
Yeah, we need to start letting Scotsman close the show. I think he's definitely got that the high end closing remarks there. Ralph, what you got?
Hi. Just a reminder. Gun Channels has the 24/7 gun show, and today marks the anniversary of D-Day. And I'm not sure if it's the 100th anniversary of the Battle of Belleau Wood. I'm not certain about that, but it's a good reason, as always, to remember.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. And I had I'd actually forgotten about that until just a little while ago. I think G-Webs posted the video or something about all that.
Yeah, Belleau Wood was started on June 1st, 1918. Went through the 24th. Something like that. I want to say it was like a 23, I don't know, so it was 20 something days, but I think it started June 1st. But yeah, it was still part of Belleau Wood.
I'm going to throw one other thing out there if I can.
Yeah,
if you guys don't mind.
Sure, go ahead.
I don't know if we're ever going to find out, but that one gentleman that Night Strike started off with that was asking for 100 birthday cards, I guarantee you he got those today, if not many, many, many more on top of what he asked for. I don't know if we'll ever see a video or anything like that from anyone out there that knows him. But guys, I just want to say a big, huge thank you to everybody that jumped in on that and sent that man, that veteran, someone who took the time and served our country and simply asked for a birthday card. Thank you all very, very much.
Yeah, that was really awesome. Ghost, what you got?
Once again, thanks for having me. Great chat, great bracket. Today is D-Day, June 6th. So remember, if you have a grandpa or anyone that served at D-Day, thank them. People don't realize the brutality of that invasion. And Normandy was, the beaches were literally an ocean of blood. And very, very few people walked away as a survivor of Normandy. So if you know someone that was a survivor, thank them, because that is the real deal war right there. What we do today is nothing in comparison to what they went through in D-Day, Normandy. So thank them if you know them. It's an amazing thing. As far as the gun community, I love the gun community. Thank you for everyone being a part. I ask those people that ever think about turning their camera on. I say this all the time, but please do. Don't worry about the quality of video. Don't worry about the content. Don't worry how many people see it initially. Turn the camera on, be part of the community, because the more voices we get, the stronger we are. So thank you very much.
You bet.
And, if I can add to that, Ghost, yes. If you don't mind. When I first started doing this stuff 2 years ago, it was – because I have a passion for revolvers, and I just kind of posted a quick 2-minute vid and then another 2-minute vid and another 2-minute vid. And it's because of people like yourself and others out there that encouraged me to do it regardless of what happened. Mm-hmm. And for the first year, I didn't realize people were actually watching my videos and commenting on my videos. It wasn't until I bought a laptop, then logged into YouTube on my laptop, that I had all of these comments. And I literally went back and replied to every single person who had commented and thanked them for doing so. But again, to your point, Ghost, and to everyone else on here, if you are even considering it, do not worry about the content. Do not worry about how bad you think it's going to be. Just step up. Post what you're going to post and just do it. Just do it. That's it. It doesn't matter if it's a minute video, a 2-minute video, whatever. Just do it, because we are all here. We all support each other. And that's the biggest thing, is we have to stick together. So if you're out there and you are considering it, stop considering it. Just man up. Do it. Do it.
Do it. Do it. Do it. And good segue. If you are interested in doing it, or if maybe you are already doing it and you want to know some of the behind the scenes, some of the nerdy stuff, you want to be able to do it, so to speak, a little better, join us for the after hours chat tomorrow night. That is 11 Eastern. right here on the channel. That is our nerd chat. So we get our nerd on and talk about being creators and how to tag and title and do thumbnails and whatever we got to do to try to grow our reach, because that's what it's all about. It's about reaching more people. With that said, everybody be safe, and we will see you then. Bye.